The concept of ragged arrays is a way of using pointers to conserve memory. The idea is this. Imagine that I want to have, say, for example, an array of strings, which in C, as you know, is an array of char, array of characters. Well, if I wanted to have an array of strings, then I would have to have an array of characters. That's fine, but that means I basically have to have a two-dimensional array. But since strings tend to be variable length, of course, what I'm going to end up with is a lot of wasted space if I store a bunch of strings in a fixed size two-dimensional array. The size of the rows is going to have to be the maximum for whatever my longest string will be, and if any of my other strings are shorter, by virtue of having a terminating null somewhere in the middle of the array, well then I've got all this other space left out on the right-hand side of each row that's not being used. So to get around that, one thing that's commonly done in C is to allocate instead an array of pointers to char. And that's what that vertical vector on the left is meant to represent there. It's an array of pointers, and each of those pointers is going to contain the address of where the actual array of characters begins, which will be each string in the list. So the way this is usually done is we'll declare an array of pointers to character and then go through and allocate dynamically at runtime the memory that you need. And I'll show you how to do that in a few slides. That's this dynamic memory what we're talking about. And then copy into each dynamic memory segment the strings that you're interested in processing.